You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You are now rocking with the queen, and it's time to get real.
What up? Welcome to another episode of 30 Flirty and Thriving. It's your girl AB here live with Alex, aka the Ultimate Bachelor, Jaylen.
Hey.
And Jamie.
Yo.
What's up? Okay, so a couple of housekeeping items before we get started, because I will forget. Number one, I think we have one more show here at Podcast Detroit. So if you are a follower or subscriber to 30 Flirty and Thriving via the Podcast Detroit app or website or whatever, I'm going to need you to find 30 Flirty and Thriving on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play, whatever your guilty pleasure is, and subscribe directly to 30 Flirty and Thriving. You'll know the difference because 30 Flirty and Thriving, that is not affiliated with Podcast Detroit, has a circle logo instead of a square one. Second thing, we will have a break song, but it's going to be a surprise because we don't know what it is. We're drawing out of the hat because I was unprepared for the millionth time. And I feel like there was something else, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, and also, it's kind of like really quick sad moment. I want to dedicate this show in honor. I just lost a really good friend of mine, and Cynthia Garrett. Just kind of like want to remind everyone, you never know, you know, how long you got here. So make sure you leave a good impression on those who are around you, and live your life to the fullest. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and get this show started. We're doing dating part two, part 239, part whatever. We're just going to continue this conversation. I think it's completely relevant because there is so many people that are in the dating field that are like out there wandering around like lost puppies, not knowing what to do with themselves, and they need help. So let's talk about it. Oh, shit.
You got to take that.
Well, yeah, it's a business call, but I'm going to have to get it out of the show.
All right. I was saying I can hold it down.
Oh, you going to hold it down while I go out? No, it's good. I'm
yeah.
Got this. So I posted something on Facebook, I think last week, and I was like, have you ever found out, like, the person that you're seeing, maybe have you found out who their ex is or, like, somehow came upon some of the people that they used to deal with? And has it ever made you, like, question yourself or look at that person differently? Like, because I started asking people about this, and people are like, nah, that's never happened. And I'm like, y'all are some fucking liars. You mean to tell me that you've never judged the person that you're with or looked at them differently because of who they've dealt with in the past? I need y'all to speak on this, because I know I can't be the only one.
No, definitely.
Why is everyone looking at me first?
All the time. I know you got something to say.
I don't know that I've thought that much about it. And you made me think about it when you brought it up to me. And I think that, no, I haven't judged them based on who they are. I'm being dead serious.
You started dating a girl and her ex was like this really bummy, no job, I sell 20 bags a week.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
That's money.
Yeah, maybe.
You would be like, I don't think we're on the same level. Mm-hmm.
I think don't that's lie. Happened. No, I think that's happened before, but I don't think I've legit like thought less of the person I was with. Maybe because if I'm really, really with someone, I already think so highly of them. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe it's just you know, you make mistakes in your past, and obviously you got right now. So.
So I like that. Put that out there in the atmosphere. Right. I like how you just have you on your live. Like, do you know that it is a four-person show right now?
Well, the problem is
I need to be Alex's followers. How are y'all? This is not just him. This is 30 Flirty and
Okay,
driving.
So what happened? What happened since we're talking about mine? And
what's
okay.
up?
And this is going to be a reason why people who listen to this need to now go watch the YouTube, because now they're going to wonder what's going on. But what happens is there's four people here, but I can't get all four. Because
he wants his big ass head just
there. Yeah.
That's it.
Let's see how I'm looking. Anyways, I can't get all four.
You rocking the baby blue, though. I saw that. I was like, I thought that was Jamie's favorite color.
Yeah, is this baby blue?
Yeah. Somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's in that family.
You like it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, anyways. Do. And then, because I couldn't get all four, then it's like weird, because then it's just like me and half of you in there. And
yeah, well, that's what it was, so I had to.
You need to get in there, yeah. And then we get.
Jamie, and then turn it so they can see you. Like,
they seen everybody.
Sorry
though.
For everyone who can't see us. This is why y'all should definitely follow Instagram and Facebook, so you have a visual to what's going on in the studio here.
Right. Yes. Yeah, because you can see everything. But right. I always post it back up, and you're getting your stuff together. So that's another thing. You can catch it on YouTube
getting
and all
my
that stuff
together.
As we getting your stuff, like all your content together. To
for
move,
sure.
Move
so
forward.
Good.
She's like, good. It's like, I'm going to talk on this. I got something to say about this.
She was ready.
You had coffee today?
Yeah,
I did have some coffee today. No, but I don't think I've ever judged them per se about the person that they've dated, but I've had a lot of questions as to, like, you know, why didn't it work or, you know, of that nature. But I've only been really into two serious relationships, so I don't really know.
Yeah. So if you started dating somebody and then you somehow came across some people that they maybe dealt with in the past, maybe talked to, maybe they wasn't like in a relationship with, but they smashed a couple times or whatever, and they were just like different.
I feel like, how? Like, I don't.
Not how.
To me, I think it's not so much that if it's who it was in the past, but like if they still stay in contact with them and stuff, that's
what
like,
if it
turns
was like recent past, like a couple months ago or like
but
last
I'm saying
year.
But I'm but once again
that's not like that's oh you were young.
If they don't keep like contact with them, then I'm not tripping.
I'm not gonna lie, for me it makes me feel some type of way. I don't
me
know
too.
About
thank you, because I feel like I'm not a shallow person, but I definitely I'm like I had to ask somebody, so are you ready to make better choices now? Dead ass, ask them, like, is this your path to making better choices? Because
I always catch myself, too, like, finding out too late, too. Well, not, I wouldn't say too late, but, like,
you're already in there,
and then you find out, you'd be like, like, that's what you was on?
But that's what I meant. Like, I'm already thinking so highly of them that, like, to your point, it's too late to really just judge them off of like what they used to do.
Yeah,
because as y'all like to come at me, like I don't want them like coming at me on what I be on.
Exactly.
Ooh, so, what you be on?
I was married and
I mean, talking about that.
But that's a big deal. To
yeah,
a lot
it
of
is because that's somebody.
We talking about all
I got
the oopsies
kids.
Since the marriage.
I got one.
You don't want to talk about that?
All the what?
Yeah, the oopsies since the marriage.
Oops.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. I bet. Them bathroom quickies at the club.
Oh, damn.
You know what is funny? You know what? They going to come at me and we talk about relationships so I can go at this one. But you know what's so funny about that is that so many people DM me talking about y'all two with that. They were like, how do you guys have the viewpoint that you guys have on that? Because so many people are like, how do they not know about that one?
I've never experienced
them
it.
Two?
You two. Because y'all two were all surprised by that.
Well,
I ain't never experienced it for myself, and I don't know anybody. Like,
hold on. I've never experienced a first night hookup in the bathroom, but you guys were surprised at how many one night stands we were saying there are, and then you were surprised that happens
stands,
at all.
But, I mean, honestly, like, I was, my ex-husband used to accuse me of being a prude, like, all the time, because I was very, very, like, you laughing, but listen, because it's
a prude?
Because, like, I am, I was very, 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 I had a very narrow viewpoint of sex and relationships and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't open and I didn't agree with promiscuity or casual sex or hookups or like any of that. And I still, for the most part, I still don't. I definitely think I have a more mature understanding now, but I'm still.
Did you see my post with me and Nina?
I did. I didn't watch it though. I think I liked it.
Did you
like
listen
it?
To it?
I didn't get a chance.
You haven't been
to
like
it.
My. You've been busy, so I'm gonna give you a pass. But you got back today. You got back today. I appreciate that. It basically she slipped up and said that like the point for shock value was all women should masturbate, and I was like listening, and she was like men for that matter too, because the more you ejaculate, the it reduced the risk of prostate cancer, and I was like hold on, so you're saying that women are hurting men's health when they abstain from sex.
No, she's saying so that you should jack off.
No, she's saying...
what do you mean?
She's saying, I'm going to break that news
but
again
wait a
here.
That how did that come... How did that... My B saying that I was accused of being a prude is not mean that I was not sexual with my husband.
Right.
With my husband, we were good. But as far as like when we would have conversations or when we would talk about his past experiences...
You didn't believe it.
I would be like, what do you mean you did this? And he's like, what the fuck? Like, how are you the way...
Yeah, normal shit.
Yeah. But I didn't get it, so that's why. Not because I was approved, because I'm not approved in the
We didn't call you approved.
Okay.
Okay.
We didn't call
Baby
you
Baby girl have grown up now. I'm grown and 30, flirty, and thriving.
Oh, my gosh. She want to be in my life so bad.
Well, because I'm like, you
Because
can't.
It's called 30, flirty, and thriving.
Save this for Ultimate Bachelor.
First off, we were supposed to
I
be
wish
changed.
I wore my shirt, because he got his hat.
We were supposed to be changing the name.
We're changing to 30, 30, and thriving versus
Ultimate Bachelor.
Yes.
So,
clearly. We need like a V right here.
Right. And I have my own theme music. I just get no respect when I come on your show.
You're just like trying to come for me. Okay.
I want to.
Anyway.
Take your spot.
Oh.
Mm.
Those are fighting words. Like, I'm from the streets. We can take this shit outside.
Moving on with relationships. No, what's the next part?
Damn. So, yeah. Well, so anyway, so I feel like when you're dating someone and if you happen to find out who they may have talked to in the past, or like, I don't know. Like, I definitely, a few things cross my mind. Number one, I look at them, then I start to question you, like, do you have low self-esteem? Mm-hmm. Or are you insecure? Are you, like, why is it that you would talk to somebody who, and not even, I'm not even saying, it could be a number of things depending on the person. It could be their looks. It could be their social status. It could be the type of person they are, how they mm-hmm. conduct themselves in public. It could be a number of things that you look at and you wonder, now, why would you think that that's okay? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a shallow person, but I'm just like, I do think about these things. And then also my second thought is like, okay, so what do me and that person share that you see? Like, what do I need to brush up on in my personality or in my life? Because if you're attracted to them and you're attracted to me, then what the fuck?
Right.
I don't think it's that deep for dudes, though.
Probably not.
Yeah, for women, I've noticed that, like, it doesn't matter who you say you mess with, they're not gonna like.
Well, no, wait, I have this like
they're gonna find something.
So guys obviously are more visually inclined, so they definitely want to talk to somebody that looks good. But also, dudes just want to hit. So really, guys will just talk to anything
anybody
that will let them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
you people. Okay. You just grouped us all in.
You definitely did. I wasn't going to say it, but you did definitely grouped us in.
Grouped guys?
Yeah. Y'all
motherfuckers are the same.
I've never once. Hold on.
You've never once? Yes, the fuck you have.
I've never talked to someone just to hit. Ever. Never once.
I have a really hard time believing that.
Me too.
I'm like, you are 30, what, 5 years old?
Huh?
I can't.
You was a basketball player?
Yeah. The funny thing is, when in college, I had a girlfriend every year of college. Different girlfriend.
Oh, so you wilding now. What you mean? Like, you ain't got no girlfriend, you ain't got no wife, so you like in your like,
in his prime.
Hey, you going through that stage now. It's okay, I am too. It's okay.
Everybody needs to watch the video of this one, because I'm really feeling myself. And
he's always really
feeling himself. I feel like
himself.
The mic and the audio just isn't doing it justice.
I think it plays a bigger factor in when you're talking to somebody instead of
actually in a relationship.
Yeah.
Of course, like when you're in a relationship, I don't think it matters as much.
Yeah, or when you have the mindset of actually just like trying to bang somebody, I think that plays a factor into like who.
But
who
then
they
why
mess
would you
with.
Care if you're just trying to hit? Like, I don't care like what you.
Yeah, but if she messed with somebody, it'd be like, you mess with that, or like if it was a possibility that you could possibly like see something between y'all, and then you see that, then you're like, oh yeah, I'm just trying to bang. And
hey,
bang.
See how I'm confused? Is because I don't do that.
Lies.
But Jalen, correct me if I'm wrong, but women find men more attractive. Like if you are if you about to talk to a dude and you know he had like a really really fine ex-girlfriend or like a really successful ex-girlfriend, he automatically becomes like 10 times more attractive to you.
Yes. I will second that.
Yes.
Yeah, like if I
but you still can find something wrong about it.
No, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm not even, that's like real, that's truth for me. If I'm dating you and your ex-girlfriend is bad, I'm like, oh, I don't know why. It just makes me more attracted to you.
But then what if she's not bad?
Yeah. Then it just makes me less attracted to you.
That's what we're talking
about. Then I'm like,
but, yeah, no, seriously.
But to Jamie's point, they'll say something positive that ends up, like, say it in a negative way, and I'll be like, okay. Like, for example... No, I don't want to.
Like,
do
it. She's cute, but her makeup's terrible.
Yeah, or no, something like that. Like, I used to get all the time, like, oh, I saw what your ex looked like. You probably like big boobs because she, she had fake ones. But it was,
Well, damn, why you gotta put her out there like that? That's fucked up.
You think I put her out there today? You should have listened. I know you ain't listened to my shit because you didn't listen to my shit last night.
Man.
Anyways,
that's so fucked up. Do you think that's why she got remarried so quick?
No, that's my ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Her too. She got fake ones too.
So then you do like big boobs.
No, she got them like when we were almost done, and my ex-girlfriend got them.
Oh, that was
us.
Her. Oh, that she was like, "Fuck you! I'm about to thrive when your ass get the fuck out."
You know what? You know what's really fucked up is I paid for them too.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I can technically talk about them.
Yeah.
They're mine.
They're more mine than hers.
Yeah, for sure.
However, but that's what I'm saying. Like, girls who want big boobs and then want to talk about, like, that. And they're like, yeah, the one with the big boobs. You probably like that. And I'm like, I don't not like that.
Yeah. You can't say no.
Yeah, but I don't.
Well, what if you try to be positive, I guess, about the ex?
Who? Me?
I'm just saying, like, in general,
I'm always
like,
positive about my ex-wife, for sure.
But, like, someone else's ex, like, say you're in a relationship with somebody.
It
and
might
then
bring your feelings back. Yeah. I mean,
you're trying to be positive about the ex, but then they dog the ex out.
You know what's funny is that, oh, you're trying to be positive about your ex?
No, about their ex.
Yeah. Hey, so here's same thing, little situation. Have you ever had someone, Jamie probably understands this more than a girl would, but you'll be talking to a girl and she'll be talking about how good her ex was, and you'll be like, and you'll hear like some stories and you'll be like, oh, and I don't be hating. I'll never hate. I'll never say another dude did this, that, never, whatever. But I'll be like, man, if I just told her the truth about like that situation, like you would know some shit. Like that's what I feel like you'll have more than anything. Cause I'll stay positive about a dude and they're positive about a dude, and I just continue that where I could squash all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I'll leave it there.
Saying. I get it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you were about to talk.
Oh, I was like, you're looking at me like, yeah, like, I felt like.
That was at you?
Yeah, I was like, what? Because I don't mean you had that conversation, so I'm like, shit.
Divas Amber. No, you're about to say something.
Phoebe-S-C-A-M-B-E-R.
Y'all funny.
Anyway,
what's the next thing on relationships? So, where can we go?
Next, the calm down.
Right.
So yeah, I don't like you push. Listen, this is my fucking show. Damn it.
Not on my live. It's not.
Anyway, so the next thing, one of the other things that Jalen had actually mentioned was, when do you introduce your children to the person that you're dating? And I think that is like such a great and common question for those 30, 40, and thriving individuals who are like adults and have children, which is, I mean, I think it's more common than not these days that you date someone with a child. So when do you introduce them?
When
How do
you
introduce
yes.
them?
I could talk.
Sure.
We looking at you?
You ready for this one, Jayla, huh? I think it also depends on how many kids you have. Because
why?
I tell people this.
So if I got four, I can't introduce them?
You can introduce them faster.
Yeah, that's true.
Get it out the way. Like, listen, they bad as hell. There's four of them. I need you to run now if you're going to run.
Yeah, it's a test. Like, if you stay, then I know.
No, I think, like, for example, if I was going to introduce somebody to my kids, like, they could be around my kids, and my kids are not worried about them because they're worried about each other. Like, they're doing whatever. If I have one kid and we're in the – or, yeah, if I had one kid and you and my one kid are in the room together, like, you – got some explaining to do.
Yeah, so I think I've done this terribly wrong. Let me tell you. So my older two children, obviously I had for my first marriage, and they didn't meet my husband, my like next / ex-husband, however you want to do that, their stepdaddy, until I was pregnant with my son. Like, it was like, okay, now y'all have to meet Because mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know, 3 months, 4 months pregnant mm-hmm. with this man's child or whatever. But I just really, and I mean, he had been around, but I was super sneaky. Like, mm-hmm. I just did not want my kids around somebody that I just didn't really know how to do it. So I just avoided it. And then it was like, well, we're going to be together. We're going to have a kid. We're going to get married. We're going to move in. So they have to meet. Mm-hmm. And that's how I did that. And so since then, since I've been divorced, obviously my older two children are older now. They're damn near grown or grown. And my youngest is 10. So, but the whole time I've been divorced, like, I haven't really introduced anyone to my kids unless it was by, like, accident. And they mm-hmm. were just around as, like, a regular like, they couldn't tell them from somebody else. You know what I mean? It's right. just, like, a friend situation. But I think I'm doing it wrong. Like, even my son was like, Mom, why don't you just, like, bring him around? Like, it's not mm-hmm. a big deal. I mean, he's got to be 16. Okay, so he's like, I don't care. He's like, you know, it's not a big deal. Whatever, you're grown. So I'm like, well, maybe if I just introduce them in, like, a regular setting. Like, mm-hmm. they're just not, like, oh, you come home and we're, like, laying in bed together or something. Yeah, but, nah. like,
that's all bad.
No. But, you know, they're just around as, like, a friend. Like, they're helping out or they're just coming mm-hmm. over to say hi. Or we're in, like, an open – just like you would have your teenager. Like, you would have your teenager if you're going to have a girl over or a boy over, depending on your sex. You are in the living room with the doors open watching TV or something. Right. Like, mm-hmm. same kind of scenario, kind of how you were saying. And, like, the kids are occupied with other things. It's not weird. You're not introducing them, like, this is my girlfriend mm-hmm. or this is my boyfriend, but just, and like, hey, this forced. Is so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way, if it develops into something, great. If it doesn't, then it's always like, oh, he was just, like, a random friend or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, versus to like all this pressure because I put so much pressure on myself. Like, you're not meeting them until I know you're going to be in my life for like this amount of time. Because like fuck that. I don't like need people coming in and out my doing. Kid's life.
What? Yeah,
my youngest, like, really, I
I'm
think,
saying they
doesn't.
Like, doesn't know that you're dating. Oh, he does.
No, he sure. doesn't, I think. He does. Like, he said, he was like, Daddy was asking about you. I said, what was he asking? He said, he asked if you had a boyfriend. I said, do I have a boyfriend? He said, I don't know. I said, that's good.
Right. So if he. And can have that conversation, then he knows what you're doing.
But he don't know, though.
I mean, he might not know, but he knows.
He knows.
It's don't like, tell it's me like that.
Noise, it's like more so like an assumption.
Wait, hold on. I don't know what you're doing. I'm saying something different, I think, than you're thinking.
No, I'm saying
that he knows that you're, like, dating and meeting guys, yeah. is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure I know they know that. But also, I have guy friends. Like, obviously, me and you do the podcast and stuff. So if they hear me on the phone with guys, like, they probably think, like, well, she does a lot of business. She does music, podcast.
They're
like,
not
they don't,
assuming that it's a
they don't know that
thing.
It's, like, a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I think I have a certain scenario in my head that – will probably be the way I would always introduce anyone to my kids.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go into it.
But. No, you're going to go into this. What the fuck we're here for.
Right.
No,
that's, and we talking about
that's what we're here for.
That's, but this is not going to be the same scenario for everyone. So that's
what you need to.
Not happening. Anyways, I have a certain
Why do you have a podcast?
What's up?
Why do you have a podcast? Why are you doing this? If you're not going to be open
because
and
I'm
talk
dope
about.
And people
no.
like listening to me.
Don't gas them up anymore. Listen.
No. Anyways, all right. My kids come on Friday when they're with me for the weekend. So I would have – we get home like it from meeting halfway like 8:15. So I would have someone come over and hang out like after on Friday because they're already like crazy mm-hmm. going about their business. They're not really worried about them just to see them move on, do whatever they're doing. So that in my head, attention. That's the way it would go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Half paying attention.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't really think anything of it. Like, oh,
yeah.
my God,
so
Dad
if they see him
like...
again. If they see him again, then they probably know something's up.
Right. Gotcha.
So they
sense.
Never mention, like, who is that when they get in the house?
Yeah, and that's
no,
the thing.
No, they're not going to be there already. Like, we get home, and then that person would come over.
Oh. Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Like, I make such a big deal out of it that I think if I was just to have, like, my kids would be like...
Who
is this
that?
Guy?
Right.
Why
Who
is he
is
here?
That?
Like, but yeah. so that's why I'm She's trying social. To like slowly wean them in, yeah. like just around different, like the podcast, guy friends, people I do. So they don't know really what mm-hmm. the hell's going on.
But see, you think you're sneaky. Right. They're not idiots.
I would prefer to live in my like world, yeah. please.
Because you're the only one halfway in it. Because to them, it's like, okay, we met dude. Like, we know she's not married. Mm-hmm. So, that, I mean, they.
And that's the thing is, I think my kids, again, me being a prude is that.
Don't quote in my life. I'm sorry, people.
Don't be sorry. Don't apologize for me. I'm not sorry. So, no, but I feel like. You know, I always had this big thing on, like, I used to teach my kids. My daughter thought, until she was, like, 13 years old, like, you could get pregnant basically by like sitting on a toilet seat, kissing a boy, doing anything. Like, I was like, you cannot have a baby unless you're married. Mm-hmm. I mean, I listen.
My parents are the same way.
When I tell you, I'm like questioning all of my parenting at this point in my life, because I used to, my kids didn't know how old I was when I had them. I used to lie to them about that because I wanted them to be untainted and have this very wholesome picture of, like, you have to be married to have a child. And like,
it's so funny that everyone who tries to do that, like
fucks their kids up.
Right.
My bad.
I didn't say
my bad to like whoever. I'm sorry.
She said that, not me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I co-sign that, that's going to come back to me.
I'm sorry.
But I feel like the more you try and just shelter them, like I was talking about this, like I said, on my little rant yesterday, that I've always talked to my kids like they're grown up. Like, just like I'm talking to one of my boys, always.
Me too.
I've always treated them and talked to them. The expectations are like they're grown up. Mm-hmm. And I think you know, it goes a different way as opposed to just trying to baby them so much.
Yeah.
Because when do you stop babying them, right? Mm-hmm. I know 30-year-olds whose parents still do everything for them. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm telling you not to do that, but I'm just saying the effects I've seen of that.
It's a struggle because
they're worse.
Or 9 times out of 10, the opposite of what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm struggling with that now because I kind of came to that realization over the last couple of years.
About that.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm like, all right, kids, this is the deal. Shit's going to change. And my older two are freaking out. They like don't even know what to do because they're like used to the universe revolving around them. Mm-hmm. They're used to me saving them. They're used to me shelter. They're used to me doing everything. And so now they're like, wait a minute, you're like a whole person by yourself and you have like a life outside of us and like wants and needs and dreams. And I'm just like, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, you're selfish. I'm like, I am selfish. Amber's life matters. And I'm fucking like living
it.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. But probably need counseling.
I can say, like, in a way, it does mess your kids up because, like, me coming from a sheltered background, both of my parents are pastors. Mm. So having a baby, not married, and, you know, with them having that status, it was a lot of pressure. But also, it's like I didn't get to do a lot of things. So when I got to college, I wanted to experience everything that I never got a chance to do, you know? So
that's how my daughter, that's what she said. Like, she's like, as soon as she got the taste of freedom, she was.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So freedom can be your worst
enemy.
So
what about meeting your son?
Well,
correct, son?
Yeah, my son.
Yep.
I never knew this was like a first time for me. Like, I never dated with having a child. So I'm like, when is it time for somebody to meet them? When I was dating or talking to somebody, and I was like, I just want to wait because I don't know, you know,
right.
He's never been around anybody else but my family. And I felt like it was kind of forced a little bit because I wanted him to meet my family, but then again, it's like my son was going to be around too. And then just after that, it just happened because he was around, you know, he came over for dinner. And but I don't know. I just feel like it was kind of forced a little bit.
Because
I kind of wanted to wait. 27.
27. Mm-hmm. See, I don't have any kids, but just from like my perspective, I feel like.
Wait, real quick. How many kids have you met?
Like females?
Yeah.
That I was talking to?
Motherfucker, you know what I'm asking. We gonna sit here and do this.
Maybe. Maybe two.
I feel like this is one of them things we're going to multiply by three.
I mean, I really haven't really encountered women with kids, really. Like, I haven't.
But I also think you that's a reflection of the type of dude you are, too. Like, I feel like a girl is more comfortable introducing you to her kid if, like, you're even if she's not sure if it's going to last forever, if you're the type of dude that she just feels like.
Be a good role model, just a good stand-up guy.
Can just handle it.
But I'm so scared, I think, because I'm crazy. Like, my kids, meeting people and developing a relationship or a bond with somebody, and then that person...
Your son gave me pizza, by the way.
I know. And he's, again, like, they're very sheltered.
Right.
And I'm trying to work on it. But I still feel like... I'm worried about them developing, and even with my female friends, this is not just about dudes. Like, I had female friends when my older two especially were growing up, because I was young. My friends were young, but my friends were like, oh, I'm going to come pick you up on Saturday and shit. And then they wouldn't come, and I'd be like, listen, bitch, you're not going to promise my kids shit that you're not going to come through. That would be a female man. Yeah. I don't want people, like, you know, coming in and out of my kids' lives and giving them, building a bond with them is especially, well, I guess with all of them, though. I just think it's so important. Like, when you build a bond that it means something, and I know life lesson, people come in and out of your lives. But, like, as a kid, it's so important for them to have consistent, nurturing relationships that they can depend upon. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people coming in and out of their lives. And, like, I went through a lot when I was growing up with my mom dating and stuff. And it was like, I didn't like a lot of her boyfriends, but when I did, and then they would leave, me and her would blame each other. She'd be like, it's your fault. I'm like, it's your fault. Like, like, I liked him. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was nice having a dad-ish kind of thing around, and I don't want my kids to go through that. So I'm very particular in that aspect. What I'm referring to, Alex, is just like, so if she's comfortable bringing you around, but it's like, so you build this relationship because you're a good guy, you're trustworthy, all of that, but it doesn't work out between the two of you. Well, now little Joey or is asking about you, or
like, what do you do in that situation?
The flip side, let's talk about the dudes who want to build a relationship with your kids to use that as a way to stay in your fucking life even after it's over.
You got something to talk about?
No, I'm just saying. Because I know people try to do that because they a lot of guy friends know the situations that I have with my sons, and they're like, oh, I could be. I'm like, listen, motherfucker, I already know what it is. They have alternative agendas. So I'm like,
I've never heard of that, really. I'm being dead honest.
From my perspective, from my perspective, that's why I feel like if somebody was to introduce later than sooner. Because I know that can kind of be standoffish to somebody that doesn't have kids, too, as well. Like, if you introduce your kid too soon. Now, it's a different situation, like, if you have an only child. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to always be with your child. So it's a totally different situation. That's where, you know, having multiple kids kind of play a factor into, you know, just meeting somebody. I feel like it's more comfortable when somebody has more than one child.
Yeah.
So. Like he said it at the beginning. And also, I think,
because the pressure is not there.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
And no. And another thing is, like, when people, I think that you have to have a conversation with your person, too. Just like, hey, are you cool with this? Because I know I was in a situation, I was dating someone, and he, like, he was really, really adamant about meeting my kids, and then he wanted me to be around his kid all the time, and then he's like, oh, come do this with us, come do that with us, and I'm like,
I remember you telling me that.
I'm like, go have your time, you know, it's cool, and he's like, what do you mean? Like, he would get offended as hell when I wouldn't want to be, but I'm like, that's your daddy's son time, like, I'm not trying to intrude, this is not a family affair, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was so uncomfortable with it, I was so uncomfortable.
I think that's a big thing, too, is the expectations that you have for someone. Like, that needs to be talked about for sure.
Definitely.
And I think if you're the one trying to introduce someone or allow someone to meet your kids, you should also, like, understand that, like, they don't have kids. Like, they don't understand. So they may be with it. They may be with the meet and then need to back off and all that stuff. So it needs to be constant conversation in addition to, you know, conversation ahead of time. So.
For sure. Is that unreal? I feel like we talk a lot about, oh, well, that should be a conversation and you should be open with your, but, like, are people really just having these conversations when you're dating? Like, no.
I do.
No, but.
I do.
100%. Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, what's up? Like, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah.
All this. I'm like, my kids don't need another mother. Like, their mother is great. Yeah. Like, if you can be as involved or you don't or not.
But when you're a date, like, when does that conversation happen? I think that was, like, one of
I have that right away. I have kids. Like, there's no secret.
Yeah. And that's the first thing that I say. Also, like, I have a son. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah. I feel like the conversation is different from conversation and actually meeting them. I feel like conversation, you should have that, you know, as soon as you feel comfortable with that. But meeting them, that's something that should come.
I feel like in dating, people get really comfortable with whatever they got going and they don't really want to stir the pot.
Yeah,
so they
definitely
don't bring up the uncomfortable conversations. They're just like, things are really good the way that they are. I don't want to bring up this uncomfortable conversation about kids or about this or about our status. Because that was the other thing I mentioned on the promo for this. It's like, what's the levels of dating? Oh, my God. I had a great thing. I should find it real quick when we go on break. But like,
are we taking a break?
Yeah. Is it time? What time is it?
Yeah. It looks like it is.
It is time. Okay. So we're going to talk about the levels of dating and how you transition from one level to the next when we come back from this break. from this very surprise song that we'll introduce after the music.
Well, tell us what the song is.
We don't know.
What it is. Nobody knows.
I went with the Mo one.
Mo Money or something
the
like
broke
that.
No Mo.
Broke No Mo. Who's the artist? Do we know?
One of my favorite songs, actually.
Fat Boy?
Fat Boy. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
No Mo.
Yeah, no, we had him on a show.
Fat Boy.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yep. Go ahead and play that.
Free advertising.
What up, D's Black? Hey, throwing money at the ceiling, spilling champagne on the ground. I've been down, I ain't broke no more. I used to come around, hear them niggas talking down. I'm a motherfucking dime, bet they won't know more. Look, throwing money at the ceiling, spilling champagne on the ground. I've been down, I ain't broke no more. I used to come around, hear them bitches talking down. I'm a motherfucking dime, bet they won't know more.
Bag just dropped, hell yeah, that's what I'm trying to hear. This is my year and I'ma shine like a chandelier. Audemars Rolex, weight moving Bowflex. $10,000 Roochies riding on a Corvette. MGM, place your bet, sweet life for Nozak. Red bottoms, two stacks, me and my bitch, we did that. Car D's up, I'm like, where the fuck the weed at? He said AZ is where the fuck we need to be at. Southwest.com, 2 round trips, yeah, we need that. Take 20 bands, flip it to 100, can you believe that? Bro, man, so good, such 100 grams of 30 racks. Last 2 years, we done ran through 100 racks. Yeah, and I'm just getting to the money.
Champagne on the ground, I've been down, I ain't broke no more. I used to come around, hear them bitches talking down. I'm a motherfucking dime, bet they won't know more.
Car trans up, D400, I gotta go. So I can hit the road and go and drop off that low. I ain't staying there hours, if they catch me, then I go. Then I'm straight back to my city so I can flex with the pros. Silver rain of Eli so I can bless these hoes. Cause their kids need shit and their baby daddy's broke. Last year I fell off, hoes thought it was a joke. Then I came back up, bitches thought it was a hoax. Hustle up. Black playing it crazy, man, it crazy, nigga, crazy. Me and Diz playing it crazy, man, it crazy, nigga, crazy. Me and Rue playing it crazy, man, the buses on your bitch, we be doing that shit daily. Me and Black playing it crazy, yeah, yeah. Me and Diz playing it crazy, nigga, crazy, nigga. Me and Rue playing it crazy, man, the buses on your bitch, we be doing that shit daily.
Throwing money at the ceiling, spilling champagne on the ground. I've been down, I ain't broke no more. Spilling champagne on the ground. I've been down, I ain't broke no more. I used to come around, hear them bitches talking down. I'm a motherfucking dime, bet they won't know more. Yeah.
What's up? We're back. That was Broke No More by Fat Boy. He was a guest on the show in 2018, I believe. So we're back and we're talking about dating relationships. We have two guests that just joined us, Christian and Archie.
What's going on? What's going on?
These are the ultimate bachelor's people. I cannot vouch for them at this time. We'll see after this segment how they do.
Disclaimer.
Listen,
she's trying to act like I can't get guests.
But I like, wait a minute. Now, see how he put his people on there, but I want y'all to remember whose show this is. Hi. So, anyway.
This show is everyone you can see on the screen.
Wow.
Because I used to give y'all credit until y'all started coming at me.
Yeah.
Do you want me to mute him? I can mute him. Oh, doesn't have to be a show.
Oh, man.
See, the problem is that
what? Sorry, yeah. I can't hear you.
That's what's up. They got to come to my studio later, so
listen,
I love it. Mute.
Whose studio?
Mute everybody.
Whose studio?
Mute everybody.
I swear I went half on that shit.
How?
Really? Do we want to do this
now? Am I unmuted? Because let's talk about some shit. We're going to talk about half.
Do we want
to? I have like 2,000 in there. You gave me 2,000? You gave me 1,000?
No. Upper the equipment I need, honey. Right. I don't know what you did with all the extra shit. Right. You went to the it was unnecessary.
That's not half. Anyways.
It was unnecessary. But I know I got half on the mics and all of that shit. And then I also helped with my hard work and my muscles, moving shit around, putting shit up.
I figured that was coming. The show wasn't happening.
Couldn't have done it without me. Couldn't have done it without me. You see how motherfuckers always trying to take credit for something?
Yeah, threw it back? Yeah. People do stuff for you and they just throw it in your face.
You did it for me? You did it for me? You did it for me?
Anyways.
Now we're scrapping. Y'all want to see some World Star shit? Tune in to the show. It's going to be exclusive. Uncut.
You said I get awards.
Okay, so back to dating and stuff. We were just before the break talking about the different levels of dating and how you establish or transition from one level to the next. So there's like this meme that I've been seeing.
Wait, hold on. And I hope I'm not calling you out because I actually think it's a really great thing, right? That Christian is gay. So I've been begging him to come on my podcast, to the podcast with us, because I think that gives it a total different dynamic in almost every conversation you
have. Gay people function the same, right?
But it's two guys, though, and guys think different than women do. So I wanted him to come for the education of knowing what the difference is and having the conversation.
Well, we're glad
like
you're
that.
Here then, Christian.
But I just wanted to point that out because I'm probably going to ask him some questions specifically based on what we talk about. So anyways, go ahead.
So.
And he better come back to the other studio.
No. Who knows, though? You know, he might not.
What's the name of that studio? Yeah.
Exactly. What's the name of the studio?
It's got my address.
30
so.
Flirty and 30.
Anyways, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to take out Elsie's and put like half on a bitch like established. Anyway, so the little meme or whatever that's been going around social media says talking, which means we've exchanged numbers. We do things on a friendship level. Maybe we've had sex, which I got. Okay. I'm not going to talk about it. Testing the waters to see if it's a growing interest. Mm-hmm. That's one level. Then there's the next level, which is dating. So we're spending time together. We're doing various activities, maybe going to the movies, bowling, concerts, dinner, etc. as friends. But there is a mutual interest in each other. But we're still kind of allowed to talk to other people. Like, it's
this
not
is the
exclusive.
Longest meme I've already checked out.
already. Don't do meme. It. Don't come for me.
No. It's not your meme.
He said he saw it, and it's a long.
Yeah,
meme.
I saw it.
He's agreeing with you.
It's not your meme.
Oh, okay. I know. No.
Meme.
Okay. Yeah. No. It is. But
watch how I look into my lap because this Archie is what.
He deals with her daily. Go ahead.
She come at my head, but he tried to give her a compliment. You can't even compliment.
Listen,
30 flirting and 30.
We're not doing this.
Wow.
Okay. Back to the meme.
Yeah.
Expose.
Listen. Okay. So the next part is dating exclusively. We're dating. However, we have cut out other people we're interested in just to focus on getting to know each other better. And then there's the relationship. So we've made a mutual agreement to become a couple. It's you and me. Point blank. Period. So. I think there's a lot of confusion these days with what level we're on, how we get to that level, when do we have that conversation, what does it mean? And I think there's so many people who get really comfortable in this space of dealing with a person and being in a full-on relationship for all its intents and purposes. You're doing everything that a relationship does, but you're not claiming a person. So let's talk about it. Like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in a room. All different experiences, different sexual orientations, like all of that. So, what do we say? How are the level? What are the levels? How are they established?
I only have one thing to say, so that I'm just going to lead it. I've already said this when we had this conversation. Yeah. Was we are not anything, any level unless we've talked about that level, right? So anyone that's talking
but you're
to me,
a dude, how can you say that?
What you mean?
How can you say that you're not any level until we've talked about it when you know females need a level? They need something.
That's why you say something.
That's the point. Yeah, if you ain't saying nothing,
you both have to come to the same
but
agreement.
But it's so fucking unfair because then there are memes about us. There are memes about us that are like when she wants to have that after sex conversation. So what are we? Like, no, don't do that to me. No,
so
don't
do it after
what
sex.
What you mean?
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Wait till after coffee.
Yeah. No, but why does it always morning. Have to be the girl establishing?
I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't say that. I'm saying do not put me in a level or status that we haven't talked about.
Yeah. How about you not put somebody else in a level by doing activities that you do in these fucking levels on the meme?
Mm. But that I don't go by the meme.
Yeah, that meme is really convoluted. There's a lot going on.
Just because someone wrote a meme. Let me write a meme. Yeah. I'll write a meme that says we're not anything until we talk about it.
Yeah. Put it on your page.
That's kind of that's bars right there.
Right. Yeah. In fact, don't nobody ask me a question, I got to write a meme.
Yeah. You got to start trading memes with each other.
babe, see this meme? That's what we are.
So listen, no, but seriously, how do you, I think this is a good question because I think females don't want to be the person to be like, so what are we?
I kind of cringe every time you say females.
Because I feel like it's more females than males. There's this stigma.
I mean,
why can't we just say women and men? Why would we say like females?
Because what the fuck are we?
I mean,
because
you're basing it down to just like the basic biological.
Yeah, because.
Like gender. Instead of just saying like women and men. Like,
because I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about ladies, bitches, hoes, girls. I'm talking about.
I mean, we can take it there. Don't let the cardigan fool you. Like, yeah, these hoes tripping on.
You see how my guest is holding it down now?
Yeah.
I was trying to be
just
educated.
Make sure y'all notice that.
No,
we can take it there.
No, listen, this show is nobody's. No, I'm serious. Because that's why I say females, because I'm not just talking about women. Yeah. I do feel like there are levels also of the different genders. And I feel that women are, you know, so I'm talking about the female species, gender, whatever you want to call it, like, we don't want to be the one who always has to have that conversation or bring it up, and we don't want to be looked at like, well, it's always the girl, like, oh, shit, she wants to be in a relationship. Why? Well, if you like me and I like you and we're doing relationship stuff, and
I feel like when males bring it up, though, I feel like it's an issue, too, as well. Now we in our feelings. All this other stuff.
I'm saying if a guy isn't bringing it up to you, there's a reason why he's not bringing it up to you. Yeah, so I'm saying don't put a status unless you've talked about it. If you go to him to talk about it and he doesn't want to have the conversation, there's a reason for that. If he hasn't brought it up to you, there's a reason for that. Because the flip side is when a guy wants something, like, he's after it.
Yeah.
He's going to get that conversation.
I believe that.
He's going to get...
Is that reciprocal, though, for women? Could y'all speak on that? Like, if a woman – I've noticed that if a woman, like, wants to have that conversation, she's going to have that conversation.
She will?
Yeah.
She's going to try. I feel like
she's going to try.
She's going to put it in the atmosphere.
And I feel she's going to do that. But I feel like a lot of times if a woman is not trying to have that conversation, it's because she already knows the answer.
True. True.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so, too. Or they're scared.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, like, I just run. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. Like, I do. I've noticed a pattern where I'm like, talk to somebody. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling them. They, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like,
stop.
I'm glad someone else see it.
Listen, don't.
Alex, now you're not about to.
Hey,
thank
we
got
him started.
Company.
Thank you.
Oh,
girl,
man.
Thank you. Just because you got company, little friend. Y'all can go wait outside while a girl phone.
No, what I'm saying is Jamie.
Shut the studio down.
Jamie trying to stay neutral, and I respect that because why are you going to start some shit if there ain't no shit?
Oh, no. I mean, I got your back, but I stay neutral until something said that I think otherwise.
I feel like some testosterone showed up.
It's too much for me. So I'm getting hot shit. Like, God. No, listen.
Yeah, I got a drink.
But I'm just saying that, like, I don't really want to have that conversation because, I don't know, I think for a number of reasons. So I just be like, ooh, I like you. Let me bounce. Like, let me be done. Yeah. Let me just, this is, like, too much for me. But
self-preservation.
But I think also there are a lot of men who have the same issue, and like once they start liking a person, they run. And so
you're not ready to be in a relationship though if you can't be vulnerable enough to have that.
Well, I don't think it's that I'm not ready to be in a relationship. It's think I know my level of.
So being in a relationship though, there's a level of vulnerability.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
So if you can't have the level of vulnerability to communicate, as Christian said. And as Alex said, if you can't have that vulnerability where I'm gonna have a conversation,
right.
You don't need to be in that relationship.
Well, you wanna know how we got to that level? I got a little note.
You and your husband?
Yeah, me and my husband. Was like, will you date me? Yes, no, maybe. Mm-hmm. It went back to elementary. Yeah. Yeah. It was funny, but it started the way.
You said, will you date me?
Yeah, are you ready? Yeah,
you wrote it or he wrote it?
He wrote it.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I wasn't ready. I was enjoying being single.
Yeah.
And so it was like, and he was like, no, I have enough friends.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Bars.
Yeah. No, seriously. So it was comical at the same time, because that brings you back to what, elementary school,
right,
when that used to happen. Mm-hmm. And so it sparked like, okay, this is serious. This is, maybe I need to.
If this is elementary, yeah, it's right. serious.
It's elementary, but serious at the same time.
Singing butterflies.
Right. Yeah. But it sparked that way. Like, you don't have to be serious. Like, okay, we need to talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the last thing a guy want to hear is we need to talk.
Oh yeah, a million and one things is racing in my mind, especially if a female says that.
I'm gonna think
you pregnant. We never had sex.
Oh shit! Should I breathe out of too hard?
Yeah, be like, yo, what happened? Yeah. Like,
so it was comical. Do you know? Maybe try a different approach. It don't have to be. Where are we at?
Are we cursing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, my
did
bad.
Did you hear me?
I heard you, but I didn't know if she like.
Only I get to cuss. No.
You were on that level, and we had to be on a different
level.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's
what
it is.
I told you, what's my favorite word?
Wait, but don't say that, because I don't like that.
She doesn't like that.
But you like females.
I feel like.
What's wrong with females?
That's not derogatory in any way?
Again, that is describing the entire.
But you don't walk around and say, man, these males out here be tripping. You don't say that.
She probably does.
Yeah.
I do. I'm like, males are dudes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand, but why do
I don't want to say chicks.
It's like the deucing. All the way to their just basic biological.
That's what I need, because sometimes I have to speak on a basic level for basic people to understand it.
I'm going to speak into the mic.
Not saying that y'all are basic.
That was light bars.
Alex might be a little basic.
Yeah, I'm basic. Anyway.
He's like a Starbucks drinking, like.
What's wrong? Jimmy John's eating.
You try to say you was a Fashion Nova, man.
They flame
yoga pants.
Yeah, they always do it.
They come at me.
They flame it.
See, eventually it's all gonna come twofold, and that moment is gonna happen.
I'm gonna have
full control.
Oh
and I feel like I'm gonna glow like Bruce Lee.
It's never gonna happen.
And I'm gonna.
You can go home and dream about it, but it's never gonna happen in real life.
Thank
are you
can.
Crash everything.
So
finish him.
So I want to ask Christian. So how did you feel when he sent you that? In that sense, like, I know it was like all fun and games, but like
shit. Just
so is that? So it was like it was funny, mm-hmm. but I knew where he was going, and so I was like, okay. Like, I guess I need to step up myself. I need to step up. And then we actually had that conversation. But it wasn't, like, I didn't go in it, like, with the, like you said, when you hear that, we got to talk. That's not what you want to hear.
Yeah, you got to have some icebreakers.
Anytime, you know. So it's like, okay, I kind of knew what we was going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And it actually allowed me the opportunity to start the conversation. So mm-hmm. he gave the little nudge.
It gave you time to think.
It gave you time to hit you in
the moment and say, hey, I need to
answer. And I need
to
answer right away. No, it was just like.
Yeah. And that's a good point right there that I think.
How long? Wait, sorry. Go ahead.
You can go.
Yeah, you're about to actually.
I was like, how long had y'all been?
It was a month.
Into it?
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, depending
on what
you're
doing. Had y'all
had sex?
Yes.
Okay, I was like,
first time we.
I'm sorry. Okay, all right.
My man said he was enjoying being single. I told you what it was.
And you want to ask too many
questions? Yeah, you
ask
questions. Because I am the type of person, I need fucking clarity. Like, I need black and white. I need boxes checked.
So she can run? So you can run?
Yes, just so you. So you're demanding a lot just to walk out the door. Like, I ain't giving you shit. Like,
she the LeBron James of the relationship.
Right, I don't know. I don't know is the answer for Amber. I don't know.
No, because I give the same in return. I'm authentic and I'm wait a minute now.
Call her Deuces.
Yeah.
No.
Deuce.
But
that's your name now, Deuce.
Because if I decide Deuces, that's because there's not enough clarity for me or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm starting to feel things and I'm just like, let me just first fucking orange flag, not even full red. That motherfucker can be pink. And I'm like, but.
Interesting.
But
y'all gonna stop.
Thank God for Jalen. So like no, but the clarity is important for me. I need to know what it is because I need to know in which way I operate. Like I have
I get it.
Like, when I first got divorced, I the first person I started talking to, I was operating in wifey mode because I didn't know any other role. So I had to learn, like, you cannot play the role of wife to someone you're dating. That they don't deserve that portion of you.
They're going to take that and run with it.
Wifey material is, like, just basically, like, to get stepped on.
Yeah. And I didn't.
You're just the material.
Yeah. Exactly. And I didn't know that. So I had to learn that. So now I'm like, okay, I need to know. I know how hard I love. I love super hard. I'm super dedicated, loyal. Like all of the above. So,
so is you single now?
So,
or are you running from something?
Why are you? Thank you. We got 2 minutes.
This
and on that
seat.
Note,
yeah, you do a lot of talking. I want to know what's going on.
No, no,
like,
wanna
get, her on it.
You want to get to the details.
She's let us know that it's time.
No, hold on. This is what this was not going to happen. You two. I done asked these two to come in the studio so many times and can't get them, and then they want to come and be fire guests. You better say something.
Shit, I'm ready. Like, what's up?
No,
okay,
no,
so
what's
say
up?
Something.
I was going to say one more thing. I was going to say, based on what Christian said, I think if you want to have that conversation, and obviously the whole point of this conversation is people to learn from it, I think you have to give them that door, that open door that you bring it to them. You say, hey, this is what I'd like to talk about. You write them a note. You do whatever. Give them time to think about it, because I think sometimes just putting them on the spot is going to get you the answer that they don't even mean or that you don't want when it's not really that way.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that was a great point is in a great tactic is that you got to be able to have a full conversation. You can't have a full conversation on the spot right after sex, no matter what. So that's one thing.
I'm not even thinking
like,
clear.
Ooh, Zaddy, you laid it down. So we together or what?
Yeah.
I might turn around and propose.
Yeah. Yeah. If you did it right, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah. We might just go ahead and get married.
Yeah. Try and put a baby in you.
Nah, we talked about that now, damn it. That could be a threat.
So has everybody established like their relationship status? Like, what's going on?
Like,
no,
we, no.
Damn,
we,
wait a minute
no,
now.
You can't do that with 2 minutes.
Wait
no,
a minute.
That's what we were doing that. We were talking about.
Just talking
I don't,
about.
I don't know.
Everybody here is on some bullshit. We all just gonna own that we ain't shit right now before we wrap this up.
Why?
No, own it. You ain't shit. And we gonna wrap it up.
Oh, man.
So.
Oh, that's the wrap. That's the wrap. Yeah,
no, it is. We're done. Y'all came so late.
It started at 8. I told you that.
You're oh, right. This would have made. We got to redo it. We got to do it at our studio.
Okay. Yes. Half on it. I got half on
in
the studio.
Our studio.
In our studio.
Oh, we wrapping it up.
Look, she really. Okay. So thank y'all for tuning in. 30 Flirty and Thriving. The best Amber on all social channels. Jaylen.
J_Joy at 21.
Jamie. I'm not going to even say it.
All right, cool.
At Batch, ULTBACH.
I got a job, so I'm just
Archie. Okay.
Christian.
Yeah. More of the story is if you want to move from dating to in a relationship, slide him a note that says, will you be my so-and-so?
That is fire, though.
That is fire.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.